This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. When are you going to return my bloody phone call? I know the sellers are asking $5 million, but let's offer them $2 million. Come on, Mark. Are you afraid of the listing agent? I'll present the offer myself and slap her around until she understands she's dealing with someone who owns a pair of brass ones. Come on, Mark. Write it up.
I'm not sure I wrote that. That was voiced by Dirk Brandt. He did Sean Connery twice. He might have written it. I can't remember, but he's good. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Well, I'm back for the week ending March 21st, 2025. I mistakenly said last week I was having my hernia surgery on March 24th. It was March 21st. And I made it. It was fun. It was fun. Triple. I got the left side, the right side, and the middle. And the guy, Dr. Toman, that I used, uses a very specialized technique. I don't know if anyone else does it in town. But you're only under maybe 30 minutes for both sides. I don't know how long I was under. Maybe 40 minutes, which is good. And recovery time, you know, it's I'm on day three. And I took hydrocodone the first day. And the second day, I stopped in the evening on the second day and switched to, you know, you can take Tylenol and Advil at the same time. Now, you got to be careful. You don't want to overdose for the day in the 24-hour period. But they work on different receptors and different organs. So it's an idea. Of course, I'm not a doctor. Don't take medical advice from a realtor on the radio. My doctor once prescribed taking 4 Advil, double the 2 dose. That's a prescription strength because I had strained my knees very badly, so it was inflammation. But you know, on the new Advil that I get, the generic at Costco, you got to peel back. It actually suggests you only take 1. So all that Tylenol and Advil, it's all nasty stuff. My buddy Ed recommends going back to aspirin. He gets some coated aspirin. That's even better. So that's your medical update. But man, avoid surgery if you can, no matter how minor. Today's guest, Water Maven Floyd Wicks. He ran a water company for like 40 years, a CEO, and he just happened to move to Montecito. He's been on the Montecito Water Board for about 6 years or longer. And he was out in an event where they're treating groundwater for repurposing and sale to local farmers. Plus, he talked last time he's on every year about the desalination buoys. Instead of plants onshore, offshore buoys. And a little update on our local water situation. 4 segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. We'll take a look at it in the first segment, going back to 2015, plus Montecito only. First, the pending sales. I always tell you what's pending, a snapshot for the week ending March 21st, 2025. But for the last 48 weeks, I started adding the median price, which was perfect because then you know what's coming. And we have 63 pendings. For the week ending March 21st, 2025, single family, residents only, just the South Coast, Carpinteria to Goleta, 63 pendings. Last week was 59, 59, 55, 64, 67, 62, 53, 44, and 38. But that must have been towards, the holidays. So 63 is a good number. Median price, $2.3 million. Now, we went 11 weeks in a row where the median price for what was pending, just a snapshot at the end of the week, here comes the French Bulldog into the studio. He likes sniffing my feet. For 11 weeks, the median price was over $2.6 million. And now it's getting back to normal, $2.3 million this week, last week, $2.2 million. Week before, 2.4, and then 2.9, 2.8, but still, the year-to-date median price, Oh, I must have made a typo. Can you believe this? You know, I didn't want to take my normal briefcase because it's so heavy. So I took documents out of there. Let me see what I did last week. Yeah, no, it's a typo. Yeah, 2.9 million is the median price year to date. Last year it was 2.3 million. Year before that, 2,250,000. Year before that, 2,320,000. Year before that, 2 million. Go back to 2015, it was 1,160,000 for the first 12 weeks of the year. Now we're at 2.9 million. Now, this is not going to sustain itself, and I imagine it's going to go back to somewhere around 2.3 range in the not too distant future. Number of sales, 14.75 sales per week for the first 12 weeks of the year. 2024 averaged 15.36 sales, so we're a little bit under. Last week, for the first 11 weeks, it was 15 sales per week, so a little bit of a drop because we only had 12 sales last week. Not to panic. I'll tell you when to panic. Remember that Get Smart episode? Don't panic. No, don't. Now you can panic. 14.75 sales per week, so just slightly under 15. And last week, it was only 12.08 sales per week. 2022 is 10.92 sales per week. Is that right? Oh, no, I messed up the years. This is 2025, 24. In 2023, it was 10.92 sales per week. 2022 was 19.25 sales per week, first 12 weeks of the year. And the unicorn year, 2021, shouldn't even give you these stats, almost 25 sales per week for the first 12 weeks of the year, 2021. But that is crazy. You go back to 2018, it was 15 sales per week. 2019, 15.9 sales per week. So a lot of the years were around 16 sales per week. So if we're just pushing 15, we're not horribly, horribly low. We're making our way back, but still historically low. Okay, so that's year to date. I gave you the median price. What about Montecito only, you ask? 43 sales for the first 12 weeks of the year, Montecito only, for the week ending March 21st, 2025. My first week of the year included the last few days of 2024. So a little bit of a misalignment there. 43 sales in Montecito, first 12 weeks of the year. Median price, $5,850,000. Last year, 32 sales year-to-date. Median price, $5,750,000. So the median price, very close. But look at the difference. 11 more sales on 32 sales from last year. I didn't do the math, but that's almost a 33% increase, isn't it? That's a big jump. And in 2023, there are only 20 sales in Montecito for the first 12 weeks of the year. Median price, no slouch, $5,325,000. 2022, 50 sales, Montecito, first 12 weeks of the year. Median price, 5.6. So median price for 4 years in Montecito, clustered there, 5.6, 5.8, 50. And the unicorn year, the crazy year, 2020, won 75 sales in Montecito for the first 12 weeks of the year, but the median price was only $4.5 million. Interesting. You go back to 2015, the year-to-date median price was $3.2 million, then 3.5, 3.3 million. 2018, 2.8 million. 2018, 2019, 2020, it was all around 2.8 million. And here we are this year, 2.9 million, everything. And Montecito back then, so all you folks who bought in Montecito back then, you did a good job. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Water Maven, Floyd Wicks. And he's going to tell you how to desalinate your water with your own buoy out in the ocean. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.